11:20, but that's the start of the third hour here when Jim, Matt, and Molly do the takeover of Wildy and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. You can normally hear us in Madison weekdays 4 to 6, but we're off the air because the Milwaukee Bucks have their death march tonight against the Pacers. 5 so o'clock.
Savage.
All right,
5 o'clock tip-off, pregame at 4:30 on ESPN Madison and on WTMJ.
Like, what if the Bucks end up winning the series? Will you just eat crow?
Happily. I like the Bucks. I'm a Bucks fan. I'm just telling you what I see this team. It was built, and I've read multiple things on the Bucks, and you can watch them. It was built to be a Stars and Scrubs roster. That's how, when you have Giannis, Middleton, and Dame, and even when they had Drew instead of Dame, that's how they built their roster. That's how most NBA rosters are built nowadays, mm-hmm. Stars and Scrubs. You're out of stock. Chris Middleton shouldn't have been re-signed, and his contract was traded, and that's how far, unfortunately, he fell. He's a legend, but he was knocked down to contract status. So his contract was traded for Kyle Kuzma. And then Dame goes down. Brutal, horrible luck for Bucks fans and for Dame. And that sucks. And now you have Giannis. And then you got a bunch of... Porter can't defend. Portis doesn't seem to defend much. Can they get a dead cat bounce tonight? Sure, but they're in Indiana. And a dead cat bounce meaning, like, we're going to go prove the world wrong, and we're going to bring a effort, and Indiana doesn't show up because they're like, well, the Bucks are cooked. They got one guy. That could happen, but I hope the Bucks win and then go get led to the slaughter by, you know, to Cleveland or whatever. But, like, it'd be great. It'd be a nice story. But mm-hmm. The Bucks are done for what we care about. When you have a guy like Giannis, it's championship or bust. I'm not here for moral victories. So the team is cooked. And my only goal this rest of the year, however games the Bucks have left in the playoffs here, whether they lose tonight or later on, is Giannis, you know, like the draft day thing, you know, so-and-so no matter what. Giannis healthy no matter what. That's all I care about. If the Bucks are down 15 in the start of the fourth quarter, Giannis can go get dressed, in my opinion.
Giannis could also go get 15.
Right, but then Indiana will score more points.
So Indiana will score 15 more.
No. But you got to believe in Giannis.
But then what? Then what, Matt? Like, then what? They beat the Pacers tonight.
Then Giannis
then
gets
do you
to
think
play another game in Milwaukee.
And another one in Indiana.
If they win that one, yeah.
See, if they only... I'm not going to think about the math, but if they only had to win this game and then another one back at home and they didn't have to go back to Indiana, I would feel great. I would feel a lot more excited than I am right now.
And I would like to point out that this is a different conversation if Dame is healthy. This is why I'm having this conversation. All I care about is Giannis being healthy going in the offseason so the Bucks can either, they can build their roster how Giannis and they want to build it. Whether that's with Giannis or without, they can maximize value. A healthy Giannis. You don't want Giannis having any injury going in the offseason. You want a full offseason of him being able to train so he can either be a dominant force again for the Milwaukee Bucks or he is a maximized draft or trade asset. Either way, Giannis can't get hurt. That's the only thing that matters for the rest of the playoffs because they beat Indiana. Cool. And then they'll go get slaughtered and then we'll call it a season. All I care about is Giannis being healthy because next season, if I'm betting, they're going to give it a college try and hope the guy John Horst puts it together and then at the trade deadline, they'll have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, man, but this like you're saying, this could be it for Giannis. Like to watch him sit out a fourth quarter or whatever for injury purposes. Like I get the reasoning behind it, and it's sound logic. But one, Giannis isn't gonna do that.
All right, we got some breaking news from our friend at Rob Domofsky. According to a source, the Packers and Jair Alexander continue to talk about a possible resolution, which could include a reconciliation to where Alexander plays for the Packers in 2025 after all. All options are still on the table. Release, trade, or return.
Well, so I'm glad that I asked Jason Wildy the question.
Yeah,
good
great.
Job, Molly.
Guess what?
Thank
still
you.
A whole
you
lot.
Get a, you get a hard candy.
Thank
treat
you.
Yourself to hard candy during the break.
I will.
We'll come back, talk about that. I also want to play on the air, and we'll react to it. We can watch some of it as well. But the Netflix has released the preview for the Brett Favre documentary, which I think will be a true documentary, which means it tells a real story. And I love the Steph Curry and Giannis documentaries and some of those, and they're really fun, but like they're very glossed over. Mm-hmm. This one does not seem glossed over. It seems to find all the crevices. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Takeover of Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. And we had a spirited talk during the break, and I want to get to that, but it's a conversation. Primetime War, Sean Behind the Glass, we're on ESPN Wisconsin. You normally can hear us on ESPN Madison 4 to 6. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. You can chime in on the Carbis Talk and text line 844-770-3776. And Liz is more. Matt, the conversation
Ryan's
we had during the break.
Ryan's about to get so mad at you for right. going off topic.
Well,
here.
No, but the conversation we had during break is a conversation that we would also have while sharing some lineys.
Absolutely. And you know what? There is no wrong answer when it comes to lineys, unlike our spirited conversation. There is no wrong answer. And now is the season to get into that summer shandy, maybe that juicy peach, the delicious Lakeside Cherry. Liney's has a flavor for every moment. Check out Linekugels wherever you get delicious beer. Don't sleep on that Liney's original. And remember, you got to be 21 years or older to enjoy.
So we're going to get to the Brett Favre Netflix trailer in a minute. I think you can hear the audio of it and you'll get a feel for it. But there's been a debate going around on the internet. And the question is, can 100 dudes subdue? I don't want to use the word like defeat.
Defeat's a good word. Yeah.
Defeat a gorilla.
So first things first, this is such a man topic to even think about, because in no world am I sitting here thinking, huh, could I beat up a gorilla? Like that will never enter my mind. I will never think about the Roman Empire. I will never think about beating up a gorilla. But here's my question with it, if I am going to think about it. Is it 100 people that look like Tausch, or is it 100 people that look like Ryan Woldersheim? Like, whoa. What are we talking whoa. About here? What
hey, what kind of
people are fighting this gorilla? You know what I mean?
I don't care what kind of you could pick.
A gorilla's
this.
Gonna peel you like a banana.
Is it former offensive lineman?
100 of you. 100 bananas would put up a better fight.
No, you could take that. You could take whatever here. You think the strongest. Hockey, MMA, any. They're all getting destroyed.
Football players, like offensive linemen, defensive linemen.
One hit from the gorilla.
Not the Packers defensive linemen by any means.
One hit from a gorilla on every human being, they're cooked. I don't care how strong you are. One hit, you're cooked.
What do you think? They're just going to go in one at a time? Like, yeah, I agree with you. If they line up and go one-on-one each.
Even otherwise, like.
If you get close enough, how is he going to, like, swing around? You got it.
They're strong. They jump.
Small.
They're athletic.
Do they jump?
Yes.
Gorillas?
Yeah, they have legs.
Wow.
Like, it would be a bloodbath.
Clearly, you've never thought about fighting a gorilla.
Absolute bloodbath.
Oh, it would.
Matt is overestimating the human race. Do you know why we live this long? Because we've never tried to fight a gorilla.
I mean,
ever.
Somewhere somebody did, but.
Yeah, 100%. And they're not around to tell the story. Other people to help them.
And they are not around to tell the story.
You're going to lose a couple brave soldiers that go in first.
Couple.
But I think 100 might be able to do the trick.
Couple. Unbelievable. I have no faith in humanity that would
happen. Josh DiMaggio just chimed in and he said 100 humans win easy.
No chance.
I don't know about easy, but Jim was telling me in the break it was a 1 in a million chance the humans are able to like pull that out.
No weapons? No way.
Way more than that.
No, gorilla, no.
I think you're overhyping gorillas.
I think you're overestimating humanity and humans. Also, we pretend that 100 humans could get along enough to fight a gorilla.
Fair.
I mean, you just tell them all something that the gorilla said about like their moms.
You have to tell them 10 different things. Some might like their moms, some might like their dads. Like, you can't get 100 people to agree on anything. 10% of Americans, 10% of Americans believe the plague wasn't that bad.
How did this just get into this?
You can't get 100 people to agree on anything.
Are people only allowed to like their mom or their dad? They can't like both?
I would say that gorilla said
you were weak. That gorilla over there said you couldn't do it. Any of you couldn't do it. They'd all find the collective hate for that gorilla.
I disagree. You cannot get 100 people to agree on anything. I can almost guarantee you that one too. But let's hear the, because I teased it for a while and then we'll go to break. I want to play for you the, I guess, ESPN Wisconsin debut of the Netflix trailer of the new Brett Favre movie that's coming out, I believe, in May.
Yes, it will be dropping May 20th.
All righty. So let's hear the trailer here.
Everybody wish they could be an NFL quarterback. You get all the notoriety, you know, you get paid all the money.
Brett Favre was a cult-like, iconic figure.
People say he was a football god.
There are a lot of reasons why you might question Brett Favre's inner goodness.
Allegations that he sent lewd texts and photos to a New York Jet employee.
Brett Favre ultimately destroyed my life.
In the life of Brett Favre, not everything is what it seems.
He starts to go through life thinking, I can do whatever I want. At what level does that stop?
I was at a game and someone said Brett Favre wanted my phone number. And I just kept saying no. I started getting text messages. And then I started getting voicemails when I was like, oh, I'm in serious trouble here.
Have you come over tonight?
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that he got caught up in a federal welfare misappropriation scandal.
You take money intended for the poorest. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
So, obviously, a lot of Jen Sturger, and then obviously the allegations. I don't know if they're allegations or if it's been proved yet that he stole a bunch of money from welfare in the state of Mississippi and other things around Brett Favre. The last little bit was the interesting part to me where it says people don't want to know who their heroes are. So, Matt, will you watch this? Because the Aaron Rodgers one was obviously just the fluff piece on Aaron Rodgers about Aaron Rodgers, and it was fine.
Like, I didn't
Aaron Rodgers
finish it.
Signed off on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's not going to give you much of anything, but it's not going to tear down your hero. In this case, Brett Favre, if he is still a hero to some, I'm just curious. And you can chime in on this 844-770-3776 before we go to break on the Carbo's Talk and Text Line. This is more. Like, Matt, and then to the audience, will you watch the Netflix doc on Brett Favre?
It's intriguing. I'll probably watch it. It's something to watch, too. Like, kind of a drought right now in the Hamilton home for things to watch. But this isn't quite the feel-good movie that my wife might be into. I mean, I was pretty out on Brett Favre when he went to the Vikings, and that was kind of like it for me. So I'm not going to – it's not really going to sway my opinion of Brett Favre after
this. What happens if it digs into some stuff with the Packers? Because we're only seeing one preview.
Again, like, not every organization is perfect. I understand that. I prefer to stay ignorant to whatever the Packers – implicate.
Well, I
meant
more of what he did, not about the Packers.
Well,
I meant about him specifically.
I hear what you're saying. And, like, again, who knows? The Packers might have contributed a little bit to that, his pain addiction that he had going on there. So, like, again, I'm going to watch it because I'm interested. Brett Favre was a hero for sure growing up.
Yeah.
Here in Wisconsin, like, he's one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch ever. He's always going to be that, regardless of what happened outside of it. So, like, this, it'll be interesting.
So you want to watch it because you were a fan and you'll be curious. Molly?
I'm super excited to watch this, actually. I think it's going to be fascinating. Because to me, because what, the Jets era was 2008, 2009-ish. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I was only 10, 12, whatever it was. So I'm going to feel like I feel like I'm going to learn so much about this whole situation more than I ever even obviously knew. Because, I mean, I know, like, surface level and a little bit, but so I'm super excited to watch it. I am not a Brett Favre fan, so I'm probably going to love every single thing that's negative about him. But I'm excited. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm excited because, look, like Brett Favre, like, I, as a Bears fan, like, I respected the hell out of Brett Favre, the football player. Like, Iron Man, great player. Mm-hmm. Couldn't really argue with him as a football player. Seeing a guy like Brett Favre being taken down for all the awful things that he's done, yeah. He does not seem like a dude that needs to be propped up. And fair. I think people need to stop propping him up. And I think he needs to be exposed for who he is if this is who he is. 844-770-3776, Carbo's Talking Text Line. This is more. Will you watch the Brett Favre documentary on Netflix? But on the other side, we will throw some stones, get back into the true topic of the day in the last 20 minutes of the show. Could 100 men defeat a gorilla? We have some answers from ChatGPT.
How many men listening think that they can defeat a gorilla with 99 other men?
Here's the thing, and it gets to my point, not to give away the whole thing. It can happen, according to ChatGPT, if everyone works together and makes sacrifices. So it ain't happening. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jim, Matt, and Molly, the takeover Wilde and Tausch continues on ESPN Wisconsin. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, and Matt Hamilton with you. We are in the Everlight Solar studio. And again, the ESPN Wisconsin app is, if you miss any of today's show, you can listen back on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. And Molly, you can tell us a little more.
Yes, live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores.
All right, let's throw some stones.
One, two, three,
Some takes are cooler than others.
You know this kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Some opinions are just cooler than the rest.
That was cooler than being cool. Ice cold.
And if you keep it chill, then it's a cold take.
Chill out.
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
I'm always the coldest.
This is Throwing Stones, presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's chillest Kia dealership.
So this is Throwing Stones, the segment we do on Jim, Matt, and Molly weekdays 4 to 6. And basically we bring a topic, and obviously Matt being a curler, he throws stones for a living, has won a gold medal doing it. And then obviously people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So we kind of just bring up a topic that we're interested in, and we debate it. We're going to circle back, so you can chime in, 844-770-3776. Maybe we should post this at Jim, Matt, and Molly as our other poll question. Could 100 men beat a gorilla? And that's what we're going to ask. So you can chime in on the Carbos Talking text line. List is more. Is everything that I've read now, but I'm going to give you the kind of the combine for the gorilla. So a gorilla basically. Yeah. I got it. So a gorilla can jump almost 3 feet in the air.
36 inches?
It can bench around 2,000 pounds. It can run up to 25 miles per hour. So even if that gorilla's running and you get hit by it, you might be donezo. And then, by the way, it's got a bite force of 1,300 PSI, so it can just basically bite through your arm. So that is what 100 men are going to attack. Now, everything I've read is like, yeah, it could happen if everyone works together. So setting aside, because DiMaggio's like, all right, we can't apply logic. Josh DiMaggio chimed in and said you can't apply logic or any sort of real life scenarios to this. So
hold on. Can I read Josh's text on there?
Yeah. All right,
so he said that the gym scenario that you can't get 100 people to work together on any one thing nowadays. He said saying people won't work together in this scenario is like asking if a boat will float and then saying, no, I've put holes in the bottom. That's not the game, Jim.
But that's not exactly the same thing, because my whole thing is that you need 100 people. So basically, everything I've read has said strategically, you might be able to luck your way into it. It's possible. It's not likely. And like, I think if we did this simulation 100 times, because nobody wants to see 100 dudes fight a gorilla, like they'd be just awful across the board. And I would say, how many times out of 100 do you think it happens? Because there's a morale part of this too. When you start seeing your friends' heads getting popped off or bit through, or when you're down from like, it goes from 100 to 50 men, and then not like, what happens when you're down to 10 men? Like 10 men aren't defeating the gorilla. Like you better.
But the gorilla's a lot more tired by then, right?
But a gorilla is like 100 men. Is the point? Like they are massive, and their whole existence. Like I don't know a gorilla's psychology, but like a man's mortality is coming into play here as well.
Matt, I'm curious, what are your combine scores here? Like, what's your vertical? Let's just compare.
Only 21. And I did this is like from 2 days ago, a week ago.
Okay, because you'd have like a curling combine, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, what is your bench press?
I think my max right now is only like 225.
Okay, so he's got you by times what, 100?
Yeah. But 100 of us that can bench 225.
Are you benching all
together? 225,000 pounds.
How are you benching together?
That's how it works.
You work together.
Take that.
Give me a plan. Data. Who are the people who are volunteering to die?
The first 10.
Why are they volunteering to die?
Are they first in line?
Like they did it at
you're
Normandy.
Throwing logic into this. You're saying if you're like a general of 100 people that are going to do what you're asked unconditionally, it can be done.
Okay, but he brought up Normandy. I believe that they've talked about it before. Like even something great like that. It was a one in a obviously I'm giving real odds, but it was one in a million that worked. You know, like even the things that worked in history, it took ungodly. ungodly amount of luck of like the weather that day and all these other million things, like so much planning, and it was, they did their best chance to set it up.
Code breaking in there too.
Right, like there was so much they set up to get that 1 in 100 chance that it happened right that day. Like if we had to do Normandy 100 times, I don't know what it works. In this case, fighting the gorilla, I'm giving you like 2. Two out of 100.
Dave and Aaron chimes in and says, if Chuck Norris is part of the 100 men, then I'll take the humans. If not, then
it's the gorilla.
I
take Chuck Norris versus 100 gorillas.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, he's just doing the old trope. Do a karate kick on a gorilla. It's going
to
snap his leg in half.
Chuck Norris put sunscreen on to for the sun's sake. Okay? Like, Chuck Norris is a man's man.
Who would have a better chance one-on-one versus the gorilla? Chuck Norris or Steven Seagal?
Chuck Norris.
Come on.
No, Chuck the question Norris. I want to know Seagal. Is who wins, Chuck Norris or Steven Seagal?
Oh, I mean...
Chuck Norris.
I thought we were going to ask who wins, Chuck Norris or Matt Hamilton.
But Bruce Lee beats them all.
Yeah, I'll give you Bruce
Except
Lee.
Except for Gorilla. Gorilla beats Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris beats Gorilla. Bruce Lee beats Chuck Norris. It's like rock, paper, scissors. Exactly.
Yeah, the Adam Madison says, I'm sorry, but if you think any number of unarmed men can defeat a gorilla, you're delusional. Like, you have to apply
what,
some...
You're going to take some textures as, like, this is fact.
No,
so
but
that's
no they're disagreeing
that.
With us. That's why we're reading them.
No, but, like, ChatGPT and all the other ones say, like,
it's
maybe...
possible.
One or two out of 100 times.
Okay, Josh
Don't
chimes
tell
in.
Me the odds.
Josh DiMaggio chimes in again. He says, if we can add factors and change the game, 100 MMA fighters win 100 out
no.
of 100 times. I'm applying my own factors.
No,
take
MMA that. Fighters, I'm get out of here. Get out of here. They are not any tougher than anyone. You get 100 football players in there, they're not
winning.
Yeah,
but they know how to fight.
I don't care. They don't know how to fight a gorilla. I would love, you know,
they would
the
be better at
I
fighting
love,
a gorilla than any
love,
of us in this
I would,
room. Let's
I would
just
love
say that.
MMA fighters to do this because I think they're incredibly selfish. I don't think they're very smart. I don't think they would work together. So even though they're human cockfighters, I think they would get beaten to a bloody pulp because they would be overconfident.
Do you know a lot of MMA fighters?
Yes.
You do?
He knows Riley Elk.
MMA fighters are like the UFC guys. They're the human cockfighters.
No, I didn't know if you knew any personally.
Oh, no.
Just because the way that you reacted
I've
was
heard
very
them
personal.
Talk, I've seen them interact. I know what they are, and I guarantee they'd be overconfident.
They're human gorillas is what they are, Molly.
They would be incredibly overconfident. You'd send a bunch of people who thought they were tough to fight a gorilla and find out real quick that they ain't tough.
Kirk Ben Kirk said, give me Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, Trent Williams, Chris Jones, Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett, D.K. Metcalf, Derrick Henry, Desmond Watson, Max Crosby, a couple more names.
Kirk Ben Kirk
can
go back.
I don't even need the rest of the 100 guys.
You have to tell us who Kirk Ben Kirk is because he hasn't been relevant in a very long time.
Kirk Ben Kirk's getting his ass kicked. Kirk Ben Kirk also makes footballs, right?
Former Packer player who now plays video games for a living. Kirk Ben Kirk shared his
dream.
Thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He shared his thoughts on something everybody else is sharing his thoughts on.
He just listed off some monster human beings. They're getting destroyed.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think if you take 100 guys off offensive and defensive lines in the NFL, you got to
So out of 100 times, how many times they would beat
As long
gorilla?
As it's no
More than
packs.
The two you had given him.
Three?
No. You're taking guys that are like 300 pounds.
Who cares? What's 300 pounds to a gorilla?
To a 180-pound guy, 120 extra pounds is a lot.
Take that for
data. Again, a gorilla, 2,000 pounds, it's killing them all. It's not even...
Here, I'm so glad we're never going to be able to figure this out because this is one of those things that you can just like die on your hill and I'll die on mine. And it doesn't matter.
Your hill is going to be full of dead people fighting a gorilla. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
This is the Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover of Wildy and Tausch.
I love how you point out, like, fencing is not cool, but, like, curling? Matt, were you made fun
yeah,
of?
Yeah, but really Matt's cool now, though.
He's
That's
cool
the thing.
Now. You said in high school.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We are tight on time. This was the Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover of Wildy and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on ESPN Wisconsin app. Matt Hamilton, Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown with you. And you can see us for another minute here on the ESPN Madison YouTube. Again, thanks for listening. We did ask the really hard-hitting question at the end of the show over the last half hour. Basically, who would win in a fight, 100 men or... a gorilla, a few more talking text line coming through on the Carbo's talking text line, 844-770-3776. List is more. We have Mac in Neshota. Got to go for the eyes. Eyes for sure. Eyes growing then head. Or eyes are the groin of the head. Okay. Then we have someone chimes in. Matt, you can answer this. 262, the mountain from the Game of Thrones. I don't know what that is.
He's like a very big human.
Okay.
He's a bodybuilder.
I think he's a power
in real life. He's like the strongest man in the world in real life or at one point, but he is a giant. He's like gorilla sized.
Isn't his name in like Icelandic just Bjorn Strongman or something?
Something like that.
Pretty close. He would get his arms ripped off by a gorilla in 2 seconds.
He's gorilla sized.
Doesn't matter.
If me and you, if our arms are coming off in 2 seconds, he might last 4.
Great.
That's how big he is.
Great.
That's a big deal.
Ryan.
2 seconds. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, every second counts. Every second counts.
Absolutely.
A 600-pound silverback gorilla would literally tear the arms off 10 men around them in no time at all. And then the Adam Madison chimes in, a gorilla could grab a 300-pound man and swing them like a rag doll right into the 99 other guys without breaking a sweat.
Nobody is a hometown fan anymore. What? Cheer for mankind, people.
Because here's another part. A gorilla is, like, we all, again, the other part of this is, I just have to add this, we all have humanity. We all have to, like, for, you talk about soldiers and all that. They have to get the idea of being able to be a soldier. Mm-hmm. You have to train that into them. You have to remove the humanity out of them to be able to be soldiers. A gorilla doesn't have to have humanity. That means nothing to a gorilla to kill 100 men. 100 men knowing they're going to likely die to fight a gorilla has to be accounted for.
Well, that's just assuming that the gorilla is just a dumb animal.
Jerry,
I'm not saying it's a dumb animal. I'm just saying that it doesn't probably have the same morals to killing it that we do.
Jerry chimes in. He says, what if the gorilla's name was Chuck Norris?
Oh, done.
Then you're cooked.
Humanity's over.
You're
1,000 people were cooked.
All right. Well, hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks are not cooked tonight. Just hopefully they play without Giannis, in my opinion. But if they play without Giannis to keep him healthy, then go Bucks. But you can listen to the Bucks on ESPN Madison at 4:30 pregame and WTMJ the same. Thanks for listening. It's been Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. See you.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.